Chapter 8 of Romans, and we are reading verses 1 through 17 this morning, though the exposition will just consider the first 8 verses. Romans chapter 8, verses 1 through 17. Now, we have come almost halfway through the epistle to the Romans. In fact, more than halfway through, so far as the number of messages is concerned, because we shall go a little more quickly through the rest of the book than we have gone so far. Romans chapter 8. And remember, Paul has been leading up to this high point. He has been telling us all of the things that we have in Christ and that we cannot do anything on our own. And so we are interested in knowing what enablement we have in the Christian life. And so in 8, 1 through 17, Paul tells us the source of our enablement. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. I'm going to read this verse with a period after the word Christ Jesus, because these words are most likely an interpolation from verse 4 and are not found in the earliest Greek manuscripts. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death. May I retranslate that also? For the mind of the flesh is death, but the mind of the Spirit is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. As you know, Abba is simply the Aramaic term, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And we can never read this verse without retranslating this one, because you might think from this verse that the Spirit is an it. This, of course, should be the Spirit himself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. The Holy Spirit is not an influence. He is not a power. He is a person who is a very influential power, possesses that, but he himself is a person. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. May God bless you, so that we understand this reading from his holy word. Let's bow together in prayer.
Our gracious God and Heavenly Father, we are before Thee in the name that is above every name, the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank Thee that because of the work of the cross, Thou hast highly exalted Him and given Him this name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven, things in the earth, and things under the earth. And we thank Thee, Lord, that in Him Thou hast placed us. And so, Lord, we stand in Him. This is our position before Thee. And wonder of wonders, Thou hast exalted us to the right hand of the throne of God in the person of our substitute and representative. And so, Lord, we want to bow before Thee in adoration and gratitude and say to Thee in the simplest terms, we thank Thee for that which Jesus Christ has done for us. And, O God, if there should be someone in this audience who has not yet lifted the voice to thank Thee for Jesus Christ, may today be the day when they turn in faith to Thee and do thank Thee for Him whom Thou hast sent to be our Savior and Redeemer. Sinners, Lord, we know need a Savior. Captives need a Deliverer. And those who are in the darkness need a guide to lead them out. And Jesus Christ is all of these things to us. And so, Lord, wilt Thou minister to those by the Holy Spirit who do not know Thee. And for those who do know Thee, who are perplexed and disturbed, troubled, wondering what the next step may be, may today as we open this eighth chapter of the Epistle to the Romans, may there be seen in it the divine answer, the divine solution to the problems of our lives. The ministry of the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. And Lord, we would not just pray for ourselves. We desire, Lord, that the ministry of the Word may go forth wherever it is proclaimed today to the glory of that name. And so we ask Thy blessing upon the churches in this city where Jesus Christ is lifted up and magnified, where the Word of God is opened and expounded. May the Holy Spirit bless and direct. May the whole Church of Jesus Christ in this city be strengthened today. And then, Lord, we pray for the ministry of the Word to the utmost parts of the earth, in this country and the countries of this world in which we live. May today those who are preaching Thy Word experience the blessing of the Spirit. And may the true Church of Jesus Christ, believers in Him, be built up in our most holy faith today. Wilt Thou encourage those who need encouragement? Strengthen those who are weak and wavering. Wilt Thou, Lord, also enlighten those who may be perplexed? Wilt Thou lift up those who are having difficulties? Encourage and strengthen and console. We pray, Lord, that Thou minister to our needs in every way. We commit our country to Thee and its leaders, and we pray Thy blessing upon them. And may, Lord, if it please Thee, there continue the opportunity to preach the word of Jesus Christ. And now we commit our meeting to Thee. May in all things He be magnified, who is our Savior, our Lord, and our Redeemer. For we ask it in His name. Amen.